Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
High school finals rodeo spending up significantly this year. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. During the Campbell County Joint Powers Lodging Tax Board meeting last week, data about spending in Campbell County during the National High School Finals Rodeo Week was presented to the Campbell County Commissioners. The Gillette News Record reported the data showed that spending this year doubled compared to visitor spending outside of that week, according to the data compiled by Zartico. This is the first event data was collected since the CVB contracted with Zartico, which compiles geolocation and credit card data to find trends in tourism. Zartico only sees about 5% of all devices and cards in a given location. July 18th saw the largest spending, with more than $40,000 recorded, which is about a 5% sample. The data also showed 7 straight days of spending by visitors that was double the average. Lauren Wegman, a senior data advisor with Zartico, said this was an unexpectedly strong performance. An increase of 30 to 60% is more typical, she said, so the fact that Campbell County saw a 100% increase for a week straight was impressive. Jessica Cedars, executive director of the Campbell County Convention and Visitors Bureau, said this is just the first step in figuring out the rodeo's economic impact. Our next step is to work with Camplex and the National High School Finals Rodeo Association to start to pull this all together to get the full story, she said. The Lodging Tax Board will be using Zartico to get data for the International Pathfinder Camperee, which is in Gillette from August 5th through the 11th, 2024. Department of Workforce Services Workers' Compensation Division proposes a significant industry base rate decrease to support employers. According to the Department of Workforce Services press release, for 2024, the overall rate indication is a decrease of 6.5% compared to the overall industry base rates in 2023. Base rate changes at the class level will vary, but businesses may see up to a 20.1% decrease. The 2024 proposed class rates are listed on the department's website. The department will hold a public hearing on the proposed changes on October 19th at its offices in Cheyenne. Written comments regarding the change will also be received through October 17th. Robin Sessions Cooley, director of the Department of Workforce Services, said, "The Workers' Compensation Division has conducted a thorough review of our financial stability and claims data, enabling us to implement rate adjustments that will benefit employers across the state. This rate decrease is a testament to our commitment to fostering a favorable business environment, encouraging economic growth, and ensuring the safety and well-being of our workers. Once approved, the proposed changes will take effect in 2024. Many employers in Wyoming can anticipate lower premiums on this alone. However, rates may be further decreased depending on individual employer experience modification ratings or if an employer is enrolled in any safety discount programs." Jason Wolf, Workforce Standards Administrator, said, "For the last several years, the division has been able to hold rates steady or take a modest decrease. This year, we propose a 6.5% decrease in the overall base rate." For more information on the proposed changes or to submit a written comment, you can visit their website at dws.wyo.gov. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.